Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. It is absolutely astounding to me, friends, is it not, that we just listened to 6 minutes of a break, right, in between the first minute and the 6 minute. You listened to 5 minutes of nothing but propaganda driving you to get your vaccination, when we all the well know that two-thirds of the flow that they attempted to try to bribe you into believing and deceive you into believing that people were taking is now down and out by Washington Times. We highlighted that yesterday, friends. But again, 5 of the 6 minutes was spent on pushing you into the propaganda, friends. Just no shame whatsoever. No narrative driving the other direction, telling you the facts. And folks, that should scare you to no end concerning what's happening in this country in a big, big way. And I'm not overemphasizing that in any sense of the word. Tomorrow we're going to have a gentleman on with us. His name is Thomas Renz. This guy is taking it to the CDC. And I'm not going to tell you the whole story, the whole scenario as to what's rolling out here, friends, but he is the attorney for the frontline doctors. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about boldness, you want to talk about courage, you want to talk about forward to danger, Proverbs 28, this is the guy. We're going to have him on tomorrow, and he's going to tell you the truth of the matter concerning the fraud taking place in your country right now. And Americans, why you submit to this, you need to understand that you are adding strength to tyranny every time you comply. When you don't defy, you're in compliance, friends, and you're doing it to yourself. You're adding to your own demise every step of the way. If you're on social media platforms, by the way, you can go ahead and check this out. I'm over on Health Impact News. What do you see, friends? Did you hear this in the mainstream media? Did you hear this over the last 6 minutes of breaks on the hard break, friends, coming from conservative radio? COVID-19 bioweapon shot casualties. Did you hear about the 28-year-old singer, the Italian singer that's now dead because he took the experimental injections? Absolutely not. Did you hear about the 54-year-old Australian filmmaker who's now dead because he took the experimental injection? Absolutely not. Did you hear about the 50-year-old mother, friends, that is now dead, leaving behind her two boys? Because she took the experimental injection. Did you hear about that? Absolutely not. The mainstream media doesn't want you to know this information, friends. They don't want you to get this information that you might reject what they're telling you. Friends, look what they're doing. Look what they're responsible for. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. What are they doing? John 10:10. They act just like their father. And you're allowing them to continuously set the narrative, Americans. and to the 53 countries that are listening to me, did you hear about the mother, 49 years old, she has two boys, she's now in a coma because she took the COVID-19 bioweapon casualty shot. Did you see this, friends? Of course not. The mainstream media does not want you to know the truth of the matter, and you better understand something, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, but I need to clarify so you can listen to me carefully. The same government that's acting outside of the scope of the U.S. Constitution are the ones that you are allowing to set this unconstitutional, illegal narrative when it comes to trying to get everybody to take a vaccination. You need to understand it's that same government that is telling you and selling you that they are looking out for you and this is about your safety. You need to understand that this is the same government that acts outside of American Constitution and the enumerated laws found within that has advocated and is responsible for over 60 million babies slaughtered in the womb. Proverbs 6:17. Apparently, these that come to kill, steal, and destroy want you to believe the opposite of what is true. I think it would be a good idea for to begin the process of judging these people that are setting the narrative by their fruit. Matthew 7:16. Sound like a good idea to you, friends? I would think so. I would think so. There's no better time to do the right thing than right now, friends. And the fact of the matter is the American people have been let it go far too long concerning this narrative. I am sick and tired of this narrative, friends. 5 of the 6 minutes during this break was nothing but them selling you more propaganda. I want to give you a little more information concerning this topic, which is found on Health Impact News. They're doing a fantastic job over there. Worldwide genocide continues. This is the headline. Worldwide genocide continues. 13,867 people are dead. 1,354,336 injuries in the European database of adverse drug reactions from this experimental injection. Did you hear a word about that during the 5-minute propaganda hit piece, friends? Trying to drive you into taking vaccinations through forced compliance, which is completely illegal every step of the way? Let me add to that for a moment, if you don't mind. People are getting excited about what's going on over in Florida. They're getting excited about what's going on over in Texas concerning these governors standing up and making laws that tells businesses and corporations, you better not ask for proof of vaccinations. Hey, friends, I'm here to tell you, just like I told you yesterday, there is no law that says they can in the first place. So why are the American people getting excited about a governor in Florida, a governor in Texas saying, you better not ask. Here's this brand new law. And if you dare ask for proof of vaccination, there's going to be a $5,000 fine per violation. That's already in the books. Because, again, putting it into perspective, this is happening. Those that are getting excited about what's going on with these governors are ignorant of the Constitution because they never have been granted or delegated the authority to do so in the first place. So what are people getting excited about? What are people getting excited about? I want to show you something really quick, friends. And if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, I want to show you what it looks like concerning the people that are wide awake over in France, concerning the propaganda and the globalists that they have to face off with. Go ahead and check this out. This is the President Macron slapped in the face. He's the prime minister over there. He's a total globalist. And I want you to check this out when he gets off the airplane. Look at what happens here. Look what happens here, friends. Watch what happens. She walks up. This prime minister walks up to a woman and she smacks him in the face. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without help. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you this video audio, and I'll play a little audio for you, but I'll narrate during that for the listeners in 153 cities and the 53 countries that are not on social media platforms. But I want to tell you that if you want to go over and check out our social media platforms, that's all you have to do, and I'll make it real quick. Go over there to the right side of the page. You can see we're being heavily censored and suppressed by Facebook. I'm going to get to brand new information concerning that in just a moment as well. But if you go to the right side of the page, Tim Brown Show is there. His morning show and the afternoon show is there. You can join us on social media platforms. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. You can also jump on over to that Before It's News, to that of Before It's News, and join us on social media platforms as well, friends. Now, if you want to call in at any time, please do. It's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We actually have a little piece here which shows you that people are awake over in France there. They have the Prime Minister Macron. He's a total globalist. He takes his orders from the People's White House. For those that are not paying attention, this has been going on for a long time. But with that said, friends, just to show you that not everybody is so warm in their welcome, it's interesting to see the said President Macron. He gets off his airplane, and the first thing that happens, he walks up to a woman, and she smacks his face.
I'm not... Oh!
I'm not making it up. I'm really not. And isn't it interesting how the Secret Service and over in those prospective countries will sit there and they'll protect the very man that is violating the people? Oh, it's happening here in America, too. And what's worse is they add insult to injury when they say that they're just doing their job. They're not doing their job. So the question is why is Secret Service protecting these people in the first place concerning their crimes against the people in these prospective countries? Look what happens. Friends, not everybody's going along with this. This woman, he walks up to her, he puts his hand out, you know, he's going to do his little appeasement there. This lady didn't take it. She just wound up and smacked him right in the face. And by the way, he's lucky that's all that happened concerning his crimes against the people in that prospective country. He's very lucky that's all that happened over there. Now, I wanted to make... I wanted to bring this to the light again. Luke 12:2 said, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And this is the mercy of God. And what I want you to see is, now, for those that are over on my social media platforms, Facebook alone, I make reference to this quite a bit, and I'm doing it for the record. I'm recording this. I'm taking screenshots. So I'm not just doing it to try to say, oh, poor me, because I'm not doing that at all. I'm getting all of these records for our attorney. And I'm reminding Facebook, as we are taking screenshots, as I am doing this on live radio, that we are going to hold them accountable for every day that they have violated our First Amendment concerning the Bill of Rights, freedom of speech. And what's interesting is right now, as a matter of fact, I have, again, just to highlight this for my records, I have what? I have 770,814 friends. And my flow right now is open to 96 people. 96 people. Some of my articles are so bad, friends, some of them are, after an hour, after being posted, reach 8 people. I'm not making this up. 8 people. Some 67 people. Some 0. And the ones with 0 on them, guess what? They're 0 because they don't want anybody to see the information that exposes or their skeptics concerning or they're objecting to the information on Facebook, including that of vaccine passports. Now, this is brand new, and I want to show you, if you're on social media platforms, there's more leaks. And I'm just kind of curious to know, or to ask in question, in reference to question, how many times does Facebook need to be busted? How many times does Twitter need to be busted? How many times do these corrupt politicians need to be busted for people in countries all over the world to rise up lawfully and deal with these criminals? Psalm 94:16. Read it when you get a moment. But look at this. This is brand new. Project Veritas. Facebook whistleblowers reveal secret filter. Listen carefully. For liberty-based, hello, religious-based, hello, objections and skepticism, including vaccine passports. Now, does anybody understand as to what I've been trying to share with you for a long time? Because we know that this ministry has been targeted since day one. When we were doing high school assemblies all across the country, friends, we would do a high school, let's say, up in the Ozarks in Arkansas. There would be 300 students. Great response. There would be 3 parents that didn't like the content of our assembly program. So what they would do is they'd line them up. I actually got video for this, but I'm not going to play it right now. But they would have 3 parents sitting at chairs, and what they would do is they would put it on the front page of the paper, I kid you negative, in 3 states. 3 states. They would make it headline news, and the cameras would pan the 3 parents as if to suggest that there was a filled room with parents that were just angry about Bradley Dean's message to their young people. I mean, friends, God forbid, I'm being facetious, God forbid we actually educate our children as to where they came from so that at the end of the day, they know where they're going. No, friends, they want you to believe, and they want to try to cast into your minds and create in your minds that people such as myself, making reference to our history, who it is we are, where we came from, our Christian heritage, and our constitutional freedoms, if we're willing to uphold the laws, they want to make guys like me out to be enemies of the state. Read Isaiah 5:20, and you better get a hold of who the bad guys are and who the good guys are, friends, because I'm telling you, friends, the sheep are being separated from the goats on a daily basis in this country. We know who the sellouts are, and we know who's are sold out to the Lord God of Israel. It's like Moses standing up on the mountain and seeing this big ado going on with the children of Israel who ran literally from God so swiftly when Aaron made the golden calf, and Moses came down, and what did he do? He said, those that are on the Lord's side, you go over here, and those that are not, you go over here. And there was a dealing with them, as a matter of fact. And the fact of the matter is, we're seeing this on a daily basis in this country as to who the Lords are and to who the Lords aren't. And we're seeing that more and more and more and more. But again, going back to my point, friends, I wanted you to see this. It's this is, folks, listen to me. This is the history of this ministry. The history of this ministry is we were on this 6 years ago sharing with people what Facebook, big tech companies were doing to the people. Now here's the evidence. How do you know that? Well, that's praise God why we got the Holy Ghost. Praise God that we have the gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, right? That men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 4:20. The list goes on. Here you have it, friends. How long are you going to allow this to happen in your country? How many times do the big tech companies need to be busted for what they're doing concerning their illegalities towards we the people? That's only a question that you can answer. I'm going to take Wes real quick from Indiana, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get over to some more topics. And friends, rest assured, we're going to be getting to, they are getting a response. And I'm showing you that little by little, but just wait a second. This is kind of a groundswell taking place right now. Wes from Indiana, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, my brother from another mother. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Wes.
Good. Hey, I just want to comment. I talked with you on Saturday. I got busted on Facebook for a comment I made.
Yep.
So I hope you got that. I sent it to Tim, and he was going to forward it to you.
I got it, and I appreciate it, and it is saved, and it is going to our attorney, my friend.
Hey, well, here's my point. You are spot on with what you're saying, because not only did I get banned from your show, I'm banned, you know, for the next, 28 days from even making a comment on Facebook or to friends. So to all my friends that are on your show that I say hello to, the only reason I haven't been on there is because they have censored me and they will not allow me to comment on your show, Mr. Dean.
Amen. Well, you just stay the course because their cruelties are swelling our ranks, Wes, and you can rest assured that's exactly what's happening.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear it.
Amen. Well, thanks for the information, and thank you again for the email or the image for our attorneys. I appreciate the fact that you took the time in doing so. I want to go to my next point here, and I'll just kind of tee it up really quick. Do you guys remember just a couple days ago we were talking about this teacher, the Virginia teacher placed on leave after speech disputing biological boy can be a girl and vice versa? Notice what they're doing, friends. Incrementally, little by little, they're trying to distort the minds of the young. Why? Because they want absolute rule over them. They want to demoralize them so they can absolutely control and rule every facet of their lives. What you need to take note of, friends, is the fact that those that want to rule every facet of your lives, they have absolutely no control over their own. Okay, so let's put that into the perspective here concerning the topic. We're going to come right back to this, and I am going to bring you up to date because this Virginia teacher didn't take it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The East Coast is sweltering in its first heat wave of the year. Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia have seen three straight days of 90-degree temperatures. Record highs have been reported all the way from the northern plains to New England. It's going to be hot again Wednesday, with heat and humidity leading to rain and thunderstorms across much of the East Coast. There aren't a lot of details being released about an active shooter lockdown at a Texas Air Force base. Joint Base St. Antonio Lackfield went on lockdown this afternoon, with all base personnel told to take cover immediately. San Antonio police say they're providing assistance. The Biden administration is reportedly purchasing 500 million doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. It's part of the new U.S. plan to ship vaccines to other countries. President Biden set to make this announcement at the G7 summit. USA Radio News. The CDC has new travel guidelines for those vaccinated and not vaccinated against COVID-19. Travelers are advised against visiting level 4 countries, but to be fully vaccinated if you do go. Unvaccinated travelers should avoid non-essential travel to level 3 countries. The updated guidelines now put 33 countries in the lower risk category. The guidelines separate nations with severe outbreak situations from where COVID-19 is sustained but not controlled. A Central American country is the first one to use Bitcoin as a governmental currency.
El Salvador's legislature voted early Wednesday to make Bitcoin legal tender. El Salvador and Central America will become the first country to formally adopt a digital currency once President Nayib Bukele signs the legislation into law. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Terry McAuliffe wins the Democratic nomination for governor in Virginia's primary election. USA, you're listening to USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I was just teeing this up for you, friends. I want to show you this really quick. Virginia teacher placed on leave after speech disputing biological boy can be a girl and vice versa. Now, when we go to Micah 3:5, the false prophets, this is what they do. We can link in, or we can not only link them, but we can also attribute what it is that they're trying to do concerning inundating your children with, I want to say, way beyond indoctrination, friends, because this is to distort the minds of the young people. And let me say it again in making reference to the law. This is criminal behavior going on in this country. So we have a Virginia teacher standing up against this dangerous ideology, this perversion, this vile perversion, yet Leesburg's elementary teacher, Byron Tanner Cross, is the one called into question for speaking out against it. You need to understand where they're trying to push this. When I say they're trying to Europeanize America, mark my words, this is arbitrary lawlessness, and they must be held accountable for what they're advocating. Let me remind you, if I was to do a high school assembly and I was to advocate what these, namely through the NEA and the mainstream media are trying to throw down on the kids today, if I was to do that during a high school program or lyceum, friends, I'd be thrown in jail. There's no question about it. So why is it that the mainstream media gets away with it, corrupt politicians get away with it, and teachers that work for the NEA, why is it that they get away with it? How is that? Again, it goes back to the American people that tolerate it. Gosh, friends, It's called taking responsibility. I want to just give this speech to you really quick. Again, this is the Loudoun County teacher who's put on administrative leave after speaking to the school board. I want you to go ahead and listen to this, and it's real quick.
My name is Tanner Cross, and I'm speaking out of love for those who suffer with gender dysphoria. 60 Minutes this past Sunday interviewed over 30 young people who transitioned, but they felt led astray because lack of pushback or how easy it was to make physical changes to their bodies in just 3 months. They are now detransitioning. It's not my intention to hurt anyone, but there are certain truths that we must face when ready. We condemn school policies like 8040 and 8035 because it will damage children, defile the holy image of God. I love all of my students, but I will never lie to them regardless of the consequences.
Amen.
I'm a teacher, but I serve God first, and I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against my religion, it's lying to a child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God.
Okay, so what happens is he's put on check. He's put on an administrative leave. Okay? What about the ones advocating crimes against nature? Romans 1:24. What about them? Well, as long as you're going to be a soft judge, Americans, guess what? You're going to produce a whole lot of hardened criminals. And so it is. So let me go over and show you what the teacher did in response to them thinking that they were going to go ahead and bully him into submission. It backfired. Teacher placed on leave for opposing transgender pronouns. He sued Virginia School District. And rightfully so. And why is that? Because they are breaking the law. And I want to remind you, those that are advocating this criminal behavior need to be held accountable for doing such. Okay? I just want to, again, make clear to the fact that everybody understands what's going on here. I also want to take it one more step. It didn't stop there. He didn't just sue them. A good judge stood up. And this is good. This is the Washington Post again. And notice, by the way, if you look at their headline and you're on social media platforms over on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or Before It's News, go ahead and just look at the top. The Washington Post. Democracy dies in darkness. So they are an arm of corruption in government because we're not a democracy. I just caught that while I was looking at it. We're in a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. But I want you to see this. Judge orders Virginia School District to reinstate teacher who said he wouldn't use transgender students' pronouns. There's no such thing as a transgender, by the way. Just wanted to make clear, God decided that a long time ago. We've all been fearfully and wonderfully created to be either male or female. Period. No in-betweenites. Again, just making clear. They can go ahead and try to distort what they want. But this is the mind of Satan himself using his little minions to try to distort the minds of our children and to further make them a prey to those that are preying upon them. Don't doubt a thing I'm telling you right now. I got Diana calling in from Kansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Diana?
Well, I was impressed by your program a couple of days ago. My family had to deal with preemie children. One set was a pound and 12 ounces.
Okay.
And another little girl was a pound and 13 ounces. They had to be transferred to the Cox Medical Center there in Springfield, Missouri. They survived.
Amen.
They're teenagers. Well, not now. They're married and have children of
Amen.
Their own.
Amen.
But there's also another side to that. We lost a son in a car accident, and I was given a book. And in that book was a section on micro preemie babies. And they have a unit there in Wichita, Kansas. And they work very hard to keep these babies alive.
Yep.
And the mother, she kept a journal on her baby. And the baby survived, and he's grown, you know, grown great. But I just wanted people to know that when you reach out to God, He will take care of that baby.
Amen.
And He will bring you through, and you will have a healthy child.
Amen.
But I had a sister. Her husband was in the Navy. And she had to move because he had to go abroad. And she lost a baby, but she kept one. But the baby died. But she kept the baby in her womb, but the doctor said, if you do, you could die off.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I don't care. I want to keep my baby.
Yep.
Well, she went on, and the baby died.
Mm-hmm.
And we buried Cody. But she was a devoted mother, Christian mother.
Amen.
So I have talked to girls that have regretted doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a choice that you need to make.
That's right.
And it doesn't just involve you.
Mm-hmm.
It involves that little precious life.
That's right.
But
Diana, did you know that at the turn of the century, if you were to abort a baby, that you would go to prison for 99 years? And now they're giving coupons in Florida for $25 to $50 coupons for an abortion, and they're trying to get them in the hands of children in public schools. Did you know that?
Oh my God!
Yes.
No.
But you know what? You are an encouragement, and Diana, I totally appreciate you, because that's exactly what we should be doing. We should all be standing up and saying yes to life. God is the creator, and He has ordained us to sustain that life or to take care of those little babies that are created. I just had my grandson over. Oh, I hate saying that almost, but you know what? I'm getting there, I guess, right? I'm still a young man, but the bottom line is I'm still a papa. And the fact of the matter is he was over here yesterday. He's almost a year old. He's walking around, and I got to tell you, folks, I love little people. And when I look at them, I just look at how innocent they are. They need to be taken care of. They don't need to be handed over to a doctor so they can be sliced up and their body parts can be sold off on the black market. And by the way, don't act like the said representatives in D.C. and your state representatives don't know that this is going on, because it is going on. It is going on. You know what happens in America, friends, when you expose Planned Parenthood for harvesting baby parts? You know what the DOJ does? They come in and prosecute the guy videotaping exposing Planned Parenthood for their crimes. Why is that happening? Because the American people are allowing it to happen. That's why. That's exactly why. Thank you for that phone call, ma'am. I'm encouraged. And so are those that are saying yes to life. And I'll tell you what, that kind of a phone call right there puts a smile on the face of the Lord. Just an affirmation of who He is. Because He's not going to deny Himself. He's not going to deny Himself. Let me go over to this. Do you listen to the last break again, friends? Last hard break? What did they talk about? Three quarters of the time that we listen to those commercials, what did we hear? Everything to do with pushing their propaganda once again on We the People, right? Can I just show you this really quick? Because if you're on a social media platform, I want to show you what's happening. If the French prime minister, the French president, isn't getting his face smacked by one of his constituents because she all the well knows who he is and what he is and what he's responsible for. It's interesting. If you go over to New Zealand, did you see this, friends? Top lawyer is warning the Prime Minister, Ardern, of criminal charges for mandating vaccinations, these experimental injections. Hey, folks, I want to say this. I'm going to pull this off the screen so you can see me. I want you to listen to me, and I want you to look at me. Those people that are pushing this illegal agenda, I want you to listen carefully. Look at me. They're not the type you can help. They're the type that must lawfully be held accountable for crimes against humanity. And that's exactly what these attorneys all over the globe and these doctors in the tens of hundreds of thousands are trying to tell the people on a global perspective. They're not the type that you can help. They're the type that you must lawfully remove.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Okay, final segment, friends. Fastest hour on radio, I'm told. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, they're getting a response, aren't they? Yep, they are. Their cruelties are swelling our ranks. Let me remind you, in case the enemy seems to want to throw words in my mouth that they're so famous for doing, I desire reformation. I don't desire revolution. They're the ones pushing for a war, friends, on a daily basis, and no one's pushing for a war in this country more than corruption in government, and that hand in glove with the mainstream media and the useful idiots. How far are you going to let this go? You know, someone on social media platforms is talking about right now, you know, that it will go well with us. I want to tell you something, and I said this last week, but I want to tell you again. When you look at the Word of God, it was the blessings of God. And then there was the cursings of God, the judgments of God. It's interesting, when the law of Moses was proclaimed, it wasn't the blessings, friends, that were amened. So be it. It was the curses. In other words, the people were going to, in unison, individually and corporately, uphold God's judgments. As a matter of fact, the person that was actually bringing forth the charge, they were the ones that were to first put their hand upon the head of the guilty party. And there were supposed to be two or three witnesses, of course, before they were condemned. And what was the reason for upholding God's judgments, magnifying his law against the crime to establish righteousness and judgment within the gate? Amos 5:15, Isaiah 51, verse 4. What was the reason? That it may go well with us. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Can anybody show me in Scripture where it talks about prison, where God ordained prisons? The Bible does talk about how they were kept in ward, but it was only for a night. Where is prisons found through God's commandments? They're not there. Why? Because judgment was to be executed speedily, right? Why do men do what they do? Read Ecclesiastes 8:11 in contrast to what I'm telling you right now. Ecclesiastes 8:11 concerning what I'm talking about right now. If we want to suffer and allow man's commandments to take precedent over God's, then we're going to get what we have today in America. But if we obey God, the Lord says, if you do what I tell you to do, and you do it the way I tell you to do it, it's going to go well with you. Americans, is it going well with us? No. Americans, what guards our liberties? Justice. Bradley, why are you so bent on justice? Because I understand that it guards our liberties. And why is it that I'm so adamant about keeping the judgments of God? Because I've repented. I've repented before God. And the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11 that the fruit of the spirit of a repentant man is to take vengeance upon. Upon what? That would put Christ on the cross. And if I'm sorry that my sin put Christ on the cross, out of gratitude, I'm going to obey him and do the same things that Jesus did. And what is that? Read Isaiah 42:21. Read Psalm 40, verse 7. Hebrews 8, verse 10. And Hebrews 10, verse 7. Because that's what's written in our hearts, friends. That's what's written in our heart. And why do we magnify the law? Because we see the price of those that did fighting and bleeding and dying in the natural and in the spiritual as the reason as to out of gratitude why we live under those that died for us. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Read it. Please read it. We obey God. It's going to go well with us. If we disobey God and we give ourselves over to the bureaucracy that man has created through his said commandments, we're going to suffer their abuse. Well, they get rich off of it, at least until it hits home with them, right? I just wrote an article, moving on to the next point. I just wrote an article here, Today's Conservatives, Yesterday's Liberals, Leading Others to Their Own Demise. What's so funny? The joke's on you. And I was highlighting that of Glenn Beck, Goofy Glenn Beck, might I add. And it was interesting that he did a video that I played for you a couple days ago. And what it was is just basically Goofy Glenn Beck mocking Joe Biden. Okay? Well, you say to yourself, well, what's the big deal about Joe Biden being mocked by Glenn Beck? Well, I don't really personally see anything funny about Joe Biden, guilty of treason, guilty of scandal, decade after decade, literally. I don't see anything funny about him being forced down upon the American people to basically succumb to him being the president of the United States of America. I'll say it again. He's not the president of the United States of America. They're trying to force on you that he is the president of the United States of America. You just heard what happened to Kamala Harris, didn't you, when she went over to Guatemala? They told her to go home. They told her to go home. And they also were holding signs that you didn't win. Of course they didn't win. Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22, verse 48, and Kamala Harris, she's a literal whore. She really is, okay? Do your homework. You'll find out the truth of the matter. They're there to basically cast down upon you to see what it is that you're going to accept. They're looking to see how far you will succumb to them. That's all this is about. You're being tested, and folks, you're also being judged by those that hate you. Read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, and it tells you exactly what's going on in America today. But now going back to this, you know, Joe Biden is guilty of what? What crime isn't he guilty of? That's a better way of putting it, right? The burden of proof is on you to prove what I'm telling you is true, and I want you to validate it by asking you the question as to what isn't he guilty of. Well, I think he's pretty much guilty of everything. We know he's a pedophile. Yeah. We know that he's trying to strip away the right to bear arms. We know that he's advocating a sodomite agenda. We know that he advocates for abortion. Folks, everything about Joe Biden, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, is completely un-American. He's a total reproach. He's an embarrassment to we the people. Yet the conservatives of today, they want to sit there and they want to just kind of get you to laugh off what's really happening. Well, I want to tell you this really quick. The joke isn't on Joe Biden. The joke is on you. I want to show you really quick the damage that today's conservatives are responsible for by making a joke out of things that are serious in this country. And I want you to check this out really quick. It's a very short video, and I'll get to what I can get during the time allotted. Okay? So here we go. Somehow it's funny to watch politicians destroy our country, according to the conservatives of the day, who do nothing but continuously drive the wedge between the two parties that are unconstitutional in so many different ways. So we got 2 minutes. You can check out John 19:15 as well. But go ahead and check this out.
Opposition. The best that the conservatives and Christians have to offer is the very reason that America is in trouble today. George Orwell rightly said, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Being in ministry and traveling as much as we do, we have the opportunity to see and meet a lot of people, and in the process, we notice what it is that people feed upon. And let me tell you, this explains why this country is in the condition that it is in today. When you are on an airplane, a bus, or a train, you see what people are feeding upon. They are feeding upon gossip magazines, or maybe they are playing poker on their phones, or perhaps viewing a filthy movie on the back of one of those airplane seats. You can rest assured that a majority of them who are feeding on this garbage are them that are continually complaining about what's wrong with their country rather than standing up and fighting for the country that they say that they love. And of course, everyone that we see or meet across the country is surely involved with politics in one way or another, for after all, we all live politics. But I have to ask you, who is it that you live unto? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:14-18, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Many in America today justify their standing as Christian conservative patriots by holding to secularists such as Mark Levin, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, Ben Shapiro, so on and so forth.
I'll get some more of this tomorrow, folks. We got a guest tomorrow, attorney Tom Renz as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.